Welcome back to NewsRamp Finance for Friday evening, May 8th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Mining news breaks: Blue Moon Metals Inc. closes Cone $156.30 million bought deal offerings. Blue Moon Metals Inc. has closed its Cone $156.25 million bought deal offerings, issuing 15.65 million common shares at CTETN each. The funds will support construction capital for the Nusir and Blue Moon projects, development at the Springer Tungsten and Apex projects, exploration, U.S. South growth initiatives, and general corporate purposes, pending TSX Venture Exchange approval.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on New Skin Enterprises, Inc. One quarter, $26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on New Skin Enterprises, Inc., reporting revenue, AdjNI, and AdjEPS slightly below estimates. Despite lower-than-expected results, management remains optimistic about Prism.io and emerging markets. Improved gross margin and early field stabilization indicate positive trends. Guidance suggests confidence in a second-half improvement cadence.
Network news breaks. Newsmax Inc. surpasses 25 million social media followers. Newsmax Inc. has reached a significant milestone, surpassing 25 million followers on its social media platforms. The company's digital audience continues to grow, with record audience metrics in the first quarter of 2026. Newsmax's Facebook user reach increased by 44% sequentially and 119% year-over-year, while the Newsmax app has exceeded 13 million downloads, expanding the company's multi-platform media presence. Rock breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp. shines as emerging Nevada story with multi-asset portfolio. Lahontan Gold Corp., a Canadian mine development and exploration company, is making waves in Nevada with its multi-asset portfolio. The company's Santa Fe mine project, part of its four-property portfolio in Nevada's Walker Lane, has historical gold and silver production. Lahontan's focus on advancing these projects highlights its potential in the established mining belt. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OpFi Inco. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on OpFi Inco, highlighting its shift towards a bank-enabled, deposit-funded model through the pending BNCC acquisition. Despite lower originations, revenue and receivables grew, supported by credit discipline. The pending acquisition is expected to drive significant EPS accretion. Product and technology investments are expected to drive growth in 2026. Stonegate Capital Partners provides investor relations and equity research services for public companies.
ES Gold Corp. CEO Gordon Robb acknowledges 2026 as a very big year for the company, with ambitious plan for upcoming milestones. ES Gold Corp., a development stage company focused on mineral properties, anticipates a significant year ahead for its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. CEO Gordon Robb highlighted the company's progress and ambitious plans for 2026, including securing equipment and advancing its processing facility. With a successful fundraising round, ESG Gold is poised for growth and resource extraction at its flagship project.
Investor news breaks: Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. declares increased quarterly cash dividend. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. WPM has declared an increased quarterly cash dividend of $0.19.5 per common share for 2026, marking an 18% rise from 2025. The dividend, payable on June 9, 2026, to shareholders of record as of May 27, 2026, comes with the option to reinvest. Find more details at the company's newsroom.
Mission IR news breaks: Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. reports record Q1 revenue, earnings, and cash flow. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. announced record first quarter financial results. including $901 million in revenue, $582 million in net earnings, and $766 million in operating cash flow. The company delivered 212,000 attributable gold equivalent ounces, increased its quarterly dividend by 18%, and ended the quarter with a cash balance of $2.20 billion. Wheaton also advanced growth through new agreements in Peru, Australia, and Canada. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Black Sky Technology, Inc. one quarter. 26 showed a clear Gen 3 commercialization trend with increased sovereign contract adoption and raised FY26 revenue and Adjusted EBITDA guidance. The quarter highlighted the expansion to 4 satellites, enabling daily revisit rates for 35 centimeters imagery globally. Management's focus on recurring subscription services and operational efficiency positions BKSI strongly in the commercial geospatial intelligence sector.
Pipeline maturity is redefining valuations in biotech. Pipeline maturity is redefining valuations in the biotech industry, shifting focus from revenue to clinical stage progression and probability of success. Ontotelic Therapeutics is at the forefront of this change, showcasing how scientific advancement impacts financial positioning. This shift challenges traditional valuation metrics, recognizing the complexities of biotech development. For more information on Ontotelic Therapeutics, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. Nextplat Corp. NASDAQ, NXPL, NXPLW to report first quarter 2026 financial results on May 14th. Nextplat Corp., a global consumer products and services company, will report its first quarter 2026 financial results on May 14th. The company offers healthcare and technology solutions through e-commerce and retail channels. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Network news breaks. Perpetuals.com Limited files patent application for Bayes Shield AI decision routing system. Perpetuals.com Limited has filed a U.S. South patent application for Bayes Shield AI, a system that determines the best AI model or human expert for specific decisions in real time. This technology has broad applications in finance, cybersecurity, healthcare, and legal analysis, aiming to overcome reliability and risk control challenges in enterprise adoption of agentic AI systems.
Mining news breaks. Search Minerals Inc. revises shares for debt transaction. Search Minerals Inc. has revised its shares for debt transaction, settling $185,000 in outstanding debt by issuing 370,000 common shares at a deemed price of $0.50 per share. The amendment comes after one creditor opted out of the original arrangement. The transaction is subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. AN News breaks. Beeline Holdings Inc. achieves triple-digit growth, positions for scalable expansion. Beeline Holdings Inc. reported triple-digit growth in Q4 2025, with a 127% increase in revenue to $2.50 million and a 44% rise in mortgage originations to $84.70 million. The company's success was fueled by its digital mortgage platform expansion, improved efficiency metrics, and the launch of Beeline Equity, a blockchain-enabled platform. With a focus on scaling its mortgage business and expanding AI and SSS capabilities in 2026, Beeline is poised for scalable growth.
EdgeMode appoints capital market specialist Simon Kira Watson to board of directors. EdgeMode and quote, Simon Kira Watson, a capital market specialist to its board of directors. Kira Watson's expertise in small cap public markets and corporate finance will strengthen EdgeMode's governance as the company expands its AI infrastructure in Europe. With a significant development pipeline in Spain, totaling 4.35 GW, EdgeMode aims to leverage Kira Watson's experience to enhance its market position and engage investors in its growth strategy.
Mission IR news breaks. Olinox Industries to implement 1-for-10 reverse stock split May 8th. Olinox Industries is set to implement a 1-for-10 reverse stock split of its common stock on May 8, 2026, at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time. This move aims to boost the company's share price to meet NASDAQ's $1 minimum bid requirement, reducing outstanding shares from around 10.2 million to about 1.2 million while maintaining stockholder ownership percentages.
Gold comes under pressure as Iran tensions strong dollar cloud outlook. Gold faced downward pressure, dropping 2% to $4,521 amid rising tensions in the Gulf and a stronger U.S. South dollar. Platinum Group Metals Limited NYC American APLG remains focused on long-term market drivers despite short-term fluctuations. The fundamental picture for gold is clouded by these factors impacting its potential for price gains.
NPI and founder Mitch Gold celebrate 20 years building brands. Nutritional Products International, NPI is celebrating its 20-year milestone supporting international brands entering the U.S. South market with its evolution of distribution platform. Founder Mitch Gold highlights the importance of experience, discipline, and strategic execution in navigating the complexities of retail expansion. MPI's integrated system streamlines global logistics, regulatory alignment, market positioning, retail placement, and post-placement marketing to help brands enter the U.S. South market with confidence and efficiency.
High gold prices reduce bullion demand among non-investors. Surging gold prices in early 2026 significantly weakened non-investment demand for the metal, particularly in the jewelry sector. As gold prices climbed above $5,000 per ounce for the first time, many consumers reduced purchases of gold for personal and decorative use. Overall, rising gold prices are reshaping global consumer behavior, strengthening gold's role as an investment asset while reducing traditional demand for jewelry worldwide.
Investment banking helps UBS record 80% increase in quarter one profits. UBS reported an 80% increase in quarter one profits, reaching $3 billion, thanks to strong performance in investment banking. Analysts were surprised by the impressive results, indicating a solid start to the year. Eyes are now on other players in the sector, like B. Riley Financial Inc., to see how they stack up. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.